At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
This is a guided meditation exercise to help release and transform shame. Unfortunately, we all experience shame at some point in our lives. Somewhere along our life path, we absorbed false beliefs or misrepresented messages from our younger, undeveloped young brain. Perhaps your parents or caretakers did something and said something intentionally or unintentionally to create this misprogramming within you, and you are unlovable now, or they are damaged in some way that resulted in the shame. Despite what's happened to you in the past, now is the time to heal and release the shame from your being, for it is not who you are. It is a cover-up, a belief designed to make you think that you are scared at your core, and it's just true, and just isn't true. The key to healing these past is to go into them, get to them, which then transforms them. Let us take this journey together inside. Close your eyes now and take a deep breath, settling into your body even more. With each breath, letting go and releasing any tension or tightness in the body. Taking another deep breath now, and breathing and releasing even more. Releasing more your shoulders. Relaxing. Moving down away from your ears. Your back becomes loose, gentle and smooth. Your breath is slowing down. Your legs are relaxed. Your mind is easy, following my words and going deeper with this nice, slow pace and relaxing. Allow your mind drift in the past and recover you, a shaming experience. Take your time, your mind will locate and find the perfect memory for you to work with. By chance, your mind is blank. Allow the feelings of shame to become present. Take your time with this. Now, whether it be a memory you have located or the emotions of shame, take a deep breath and locate in your body where the shame is located. Where is it existing in the body? Notice the physical space in your being. It is the container for the shame. It might feel like tightness in the body or tension, or just an uncomfortable sensation. Allow yourself to go there now. Keep breathing. When you locate the part of you that is holding the shame, somewhere in your body, move your awareness into this part. What do you notice? Explore further now. That sensation feels like to you? Is there a color? Is there a texture? Do Do you hear sounds or voices? What do you sense about this part? Take a moment, explore this part. If you like, you're going to invite this part to come out of you and move in front of you. When it moves aside of you, does it take on a new shape? Perhaps it's a human form, a younger version of you, perhaps a child, an adolescent. Maybe it's just another shape. If you don't see anything, what do you sense about it, about this part? After you invited it to move outside, what changes it, or what didn't it change? Just watch and see what shows up. Now, whether this part of you is still within you or in front of you, let's get to know it a bit better. First, remember to get clear on who you are today. You are an adult. Remember the age you are today. Recite the month and the year to yourself, reminding yourself who you are today. Now move your awareness to the shame part and introduce yourself, letting that part know who you are, your name, and that you are an adult and wanted to say hello, that you like to get to know this part better. Wait for a response. You may or may not get one. Now ask this part, what is it would you like to know? Just listen without correction. Witness all of it. What does this part want to share with you? Whatever this part shares with you, validate of it. Let it know that you're sorry for not being there all these years ago, but you're here now, and you're happy to be here now, not leaving it, never again. Now it's time to let this part know what you know is true about how we acquired the shape. Perhaps your mother was mentally ill or sick, or your father was alcoholic. Share the truth to this part now. We state this to this point, this part, not to shame or blame or caregivers, but instead to speak truth, to help unwind and clear up faulty programming that this part of you inherited, which created feeling broken, unlovable, abandoned. Speak that truth to this part now. Let this part know what is true. Instead of shame, for example, what you heard and interpreted about yourself isn't true. I know what's true. You are love and nothing but love. You are lovable, sweet, precious being that got covered up with false beliefs. I love you, and I'm giving you permission to release these false beliefs you were given. All they are not true. Your caregivers couldn't reflect your divine beauty, in essence, in pure love. And I'm sorry for that, what has happened to you. At this time, speak anything else you feel like to this younger part of you that needs to hear. Now, after this part, if there's anything that needs from you after you hear this request, let it know that you can do this and you'll be here for it. As you tune into the part and notice any changes as it transforms in some way, think back to the shame How does it feel? How has it changed? Is it still there? If it's still there in some way, ask if there's anything else that needs to transform. Let it know that you'll be back, you'll be there, you'll be back, and you will help. Lastly, let this part know that you'll be back to visit soon and reconnect again. And when you feel complete with this part, say goodbye. Now that these misinformed parts have good intention, these parts are trying very hard, but are much younger parts, and they don't know that you're present as an adult to guide them. They're stuck in time, stuck in the past, frozen, incorrect beliefs about themselves. Connecting them and listening, no matter how angry, silly, or confusing they might sound, is what this part needs. Just to feel heard and then to know that you're guiding them creates deep healing. Take another big breath now. Reconnect to the feeling of deep relaxation from where we began. Now invite the top of your head to open and feel the beautiful light energy from above penetrate down and through your entire being, entire body. With every breath you take, notice each cell in your body illuminate the light through the cells. See your body glowing inside and out. This is your truest self. This is how you come into the body before your programming of shame came back to this place now. Anchor in this light through your feet and down in the Mother Earth. Feel the energy go down through your feet. Feel and sense the light. Remember, you are lights. Everything else is an illusion. Let it go when you feel doubt about yourself and remnants of shame. Come back to this light, feel space, and remember who you are. When you are ready, open your eyes gently now and feel the new light within your body and the truth who you really are. Take a deep breath. Use this guided exercise as much as you need to help heal shame or any other misformed parts and belief that needs to be transformed back into the light. Hello again. This is Nick here from Holistic Health and Fitness Coaching. Today we're going to look at a meditation for management of pain. I'll guide you on how to manage a pain that you might be physically experiencing or emotionally experiencing. And I remember not long ago, I had a pain that I had to manage with, and I had a sore tooth. And it was aching. It's very common for most of us to have such a physical pain where a tooth might need to be extracted. So if you're having a hard time coping with a physical pain or emotional pain, I'm hoping that by listening to this meditation, that this might help you transfer that pain into another space and become much more calmer. So now, no matter where you are, whether you're sitting down on a chair, a couch, laying on the bed, or even a floor with a comfy cushion, getting our body now to begin the meditation.
Lie down.
So find this comfortable space. Make ourselves as comfortable as possible. And if you're in a cool environment, maybe you should grab a blanket or wear a warm jumper and finding that resting position. Your body should be accustomed to finding its position straight away. If you've been meditating for a while, our bodies generally get conditioned, and all we have to do is give it an instruction. So let's start with our breathing. If we start with our breathing, you can take a big breath, a nice breath in and out, in and out, exhaling. We do that through the nose and maybe exhaling through the mouth. We do that 3 times. Inhale, a nice lengthy inhale. And we might want to hold a little bit. And then release through the mouth, finding a steady, gentle rhythm, soft breathing. If it's difficult for you to concentrate because of your pain or the emotions you might be experiencing, maybe try focusing your breath and just counting the length of your inhale and exhale. Maybe 5 in, hold for 5, and release for 5. You might want also go inhale for 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold for a few seconds and exhale for 1, 2, 3, 4. Continue this breathing. Feeling into the newborn breath. Filling those lungs with beautiful air. Breathing softly, gently. Feeling the air that you're inhaling and exhaling. And as you do this, you'll notice the tensions or the stresses leaving your body gently, smoothly. Maybe you can even implement a mantra at this point. Maybe saying, "Peace begins with me." As you inhale and peace begins with me as you exhale. Be one with your breath. You may want to focus on your stomach as you inhale and exhale, focusing on your breath, bringing whole focus on your physical body, making contact also with anything that's touching your surfaces of your skin, any cloth, textures, any blankets that now are compressed gently against your body, feeling a t-shirt, trousers that are against your body, against your legs, your hands, your shoulders, feeling, making contact with the pillow or wherever you're seated, back to your breath. And now we'll move into we'll shift our focus onto the physical sensation in your body. And we'll move into the pain, and we'll notice the pain, feeling for a moment. And move into the part that you experience the most sensation of the pain. Can you feel where those waves of pains are coming from? Can you see it clearly? What does it feel like? What does it feel like in your body? Notice, once you see the pain, inhale, and then calming colors enter your body. And then feel those calming colors into that space where you feel the pain. Exhale now and feel the colors, the warm colors, the happy colors. Begin to exhale. Can you move your attention away from the center of the pain, or the softening, like ripples in the water? Intensity and reducing. Bring your focus away from this place. Try now imagining that you are a body of water. A large rock is thrown into the water. And look at the ripple effect that it has on a calm water. And look at the place where there is no pain in your body. And keeping your breath steady now this time. Like waves, inhale, breathe, and warm, and exhale, drifting, and relaxation. Allowing the waves to guide you as they ripples towards the shore. Finding that mantra again and saying as you inhale, peace begins with me. And as you see and you can feel that the pain feels to disappear, as you repeat, inhaling, exhaling softly, peace begins with me. And you can move your focus to all the places where you experience the pain. You're okay, easing yourself into the cozy space. And again, looking at the place where they have no pain. And feeling that tranquility. What color is that place for you where there is no pain in your body? And feel the area of the pain, how it ripples outwards. And allow this non-pain ripple through your body like a wave. Rippling outwards towards the ocean, towards the shore. Does this peaceful place have a color for you? Can you see it moving from the area of your body? Yeah, towards this calming energy. And now allow all your areas of your body that feel the real pain to radiate beautiful, pleasurable sensation. overlapping coverage with calm. Keep the breathing. Breathe in. Repeat the mantra. Peace begins with me as you focus to the areas that you do not have pain in. The calm part, the gentle. Now filling yourself up with all the peace and tranquility as you say the mantra repeatedly. Again inhaling and exhaling so softly. And as you continue breathing, allowing your body to continue to relax, deeper relaxed. And focus on the emotions that I've experienced lately. How has the ache in your body impacted the mood? Come back to your breathing and fill ourselves up with a breath. See yourself in innocent. Allow forgiveness into your heart. And during this time of pain, and perhaps let out the emotions with a deep sigh. At this stage, you might be shedding some tears, feeling your humanness. It's okay. It's all right. Completely see all the words holding you, supporting you now, allowing you to know if there's anything else you need to let go, so be it. Take your time. Maybe shifting your focus to the mantra again. And what you're here to tell yourself. You're just an amazing person. Have an experience, and you are strong, and you are loved. You may stay here for a little bit longer, relaxing, gently breathing, in and out. And when you're ready to let go of this meditation, just you can still relax for a minute or so if you wish, in stillness. And slowly, maybe coming back if you're ready, to feel the ground to support you. And before we finish the meditation, you're invited to take a moment to thank yourself for the hard work you've done today. And thank you for joining me for this meditation. And try to reflect how you can move your pains into another space by not putting total focus on one space. So slowly begin to move your feet, gently moving parts of your body, slowly waking them up, and you're awake, and you're feeling much better.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.